Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Faslon ko takalluf hai hum se agar hum bhi bebas nahi be sahara nahi khud unhi ko pukarenge hum dur se raaste mein agar paon thak jayenge faaslon ko takalluf hai hum se agar hum bhi bebas nahi be sahara nahi خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے جیسے ہی سبز گنبد نظر آئے گا بندگی کا قرینہ بدل جائے گا جیسے ہی سبز گنبد نظر آئے گا بندگی کا قرینہ بدل جائے گا سر جھکانے کی فرصت ملے گی کسے خود ہی پلکوں سے سجدے ٹپک جائیں گے سر جھکانے کی فرصت ملے گی کسے خود ہی پلکوں سے سجدے ٹپک جائیں گے نام آقا جہاں بھی لیا جائے گا ذکر ان کا جہاں بھی کیا جائے گا نام آقا جہاں بھی لیا جائے گا ذکر ان کا جہاں بھی کیا جائے گا نور ہی نور سی دنوں میں بھر جائے گا ساری محفل میں جلوے لپک جائیں گے نور ہی نور سینوں میں بھر جائے گا ساری محفل میں جلوے لپک جائیں گے اے مدینے کے زائر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا اے مدینے کے زائر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا بات بڑھ جائے گی دل تڑپ جائے گا میرے محتاط آنسو چھلک جائیں گے بات بڑھ جائے گی دل تڑپ جائے گا میرے محتاط آنسو چھلک جائیں گے ان کی چشمِ کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر ان کی چشمِ کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر ہم کو اقبال جب اجازت ملی ہم بھی آقا کے دربار تک جائیں گے ہم کو اقبال جب اجازت ملی ہم بھی آقا کے دربار تک جائیں گے فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہیں کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اہلاً وسہلاً و مرحباً بكم and welcome to the mid morning show with myself brother Sulaiman Yusuf every Monday every Tuesdays Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 5th of Ramadan 1446 corresponding to the Gregorian calendar the 6th of March 2025 Alhamdulillah, today being the Thursday, of course, after Maghrib is Yawm al-Jum'ah, we should recite Durood and Salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, our program is going to be, we're going to be continuing of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Mufti Yusuf Mangera, and he explains what's the purpose and the meanings and the benefits behind or reciting or the Asma'ul Husna. So inshallah today we're going to be doing, or he's going to be discussing Al-Malik, the name Al-Malik, and the names Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar. So inshallah, those are the two names we're going to be listening to. But before we continue, we are going to get our brother Alphas Nkosi, and he's going to be discussing and he's going to be telling us what's going to be happening between 12 and 12:55, inshallah. So we're just trying to get a hold of brother Alphas, but once you get hold of him, then we will be able to hear what he has to say.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la.
طعم الدنيا تغير فرحة قلبي بتكبر وبطلتك بتغير ما أحلك يا رمضان
أنا دايما بستنى على قلبي ما أغلى يا رب بلغنا طول ريحة طلة رمضان
رمضان ده حياتي شمعة لمماتي يا رب دعاتي تقبلها عطول رمضان ده رحمة من ربنا نعمة بيحل حياتنا ويفرشها ورود
رمضان ده حياتي حلى أوقاتي يا رب صلاتي تقبلها طول ما أحلى حجابي جمل أوقاتي وزي صحباتي عايزين عطول
And we have our brother Alphas Nkosi on air. Brother Alphas, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, man. All good, Sonny. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Alphas. Alphas, tell us what's happening in and around the country, around the world. Who's the guests that are going to be coming on air today during your show?
Today we're going to look at the South African political week ahead, and we know that President Cyril Ramaphosa is in the Johannesburg CBD doing a side visit, but we look in depth into the political week ahead, you know, how's 2025 looking like on our political landscape. Obviously it started with now the disbandment of some structures of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. And we know that IPID have released a report on the Palapala matter saying that, look, that report, there is very secret information within the report. So we'll speak to the chairperson of the Police Portfolio Committee in Parliament, Mr. Ian Cameron, just to dissect that particular report. Why cannot it be put in public? What are some of those secret items in the report with regards to Palapala? And then finally, we are going to look at the developments with regards to the Hamas-Israeli ceasefire. Yeah, that's what's happening on the show.
Okay, Brother Alpha Sita, thank you so much for that, and we hope to hear from you a little later. You take care, okay, and we'll catch up later, inshallah.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
And that was our Brother Alpha Sinkosi giving us an update as to what's going to be happening with regards to his show. He said it's going to have with regards to a political week and also with regards to the ceasefire and what's taking place in Gaza. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviates the pain and the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, also in Lebanon, all the war-torn countries. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So inshallah, let's cross over to Mufti Yusuf Mangera. And he's going to be discussing the Ya Maliku, that is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, he's going to be discussing the names Ya Azizu, Ya Jabbaru. So inshallah, let's listen to what Mufti Yusuf Mangera has to say.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Al-Malik. Al-Malik means the king, the sovereign, the owner of everything, the owner of dominion. How can you use that word? Where would you use that? I mean, you can come up with ideas, subhanAllah, and you can share your ideas as well. Where would you use that? MashaAllah, very good. So are you going to become the king of Somaliland? Huh? MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. That's good. That's good stuff. I like that a lot. So, if you have any others, you can share that with me, right? Yes. To be a good CEO. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's exactly what we're talking about. So the first one is about spiritual renewal. When seeking to reaffirm your faith and spiritual connection, a person might invoke the Malik, reminding themselves of the majesty and authority of Allah and seeking to draw closer to Him. This is more on the other side, in the sense that, Ya Allah, You are the Malik, You are the King. I've messed up. I've been away from You. I want to get back to You, back under Your under Your rule. I want to come back under Your sovereignty. So you call Him, You are the sovereign. That's when we want to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we feel that we've gone away from Him. That's one. Number two, leadership decisions. You are a leader of some sort. And ultimately, if nothing else, you'll be a mother. So you're a leader of the household. Then you'll be a father, right? So you're a leader of the family in that sense. So you are a leader somewhere. If you're not a leader in a company or in the council or in an organization, you're going to be leader in your home, right? وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, as Allah mentions. So again, if someone is in a leadership position, community, organization, household, and they're faced with making critical decisions, they call unto the Malik for guidance, wisdom and fairness. For fairness and guidance and wisdom and to make the right decisions. Number three, legal matters. Whenever somebody is embroiled in some kind of legal situation or facing unjust treatment, Ya Allah, unjust treatment. Allah protect our brothers and sisters who are being unjustly treated. May Allah grant them their dignity. You could invoke Al-Malik to appeal to his ultimate source of justice and authority. There is another name of him being the Just One, that this would apply to that as well. You could use both of them, right? Number four, if you establish a new business, right, you've got a new venture, then you might invoke Al-Malik to bless your endeavor and to remind yourself that true success ultimately is in the hands of the Malik. So, Ya Malik, help us out. Political instability. We need a lot of that today. There's a lot of political instability. So Ya Malik, assist us. When there's oppression, when there's discrimination, when there's Islamophobia, and a lot of that, then invoke the Al-Malik. Right? That ultimately, Ya Malik, all power rests with You. All power rests with You ultimately. Number six is interpersonal disputes. When there's been some issue and somebody has wronged somebody else, you call unto the Malik to give us patience and justice and wisdom to handle the situation, because the true Malik handles the situation in the best way. Number seven, sovereignty over oneself. When a person is struggling with their own vices and their own problems, this serves as the reminder that Allah has sovereignty over everything. May Allah give me sovereignty over my desires so I can control them. I can control my desires and I can rule over them so that they go in accordance to what my iman is and not wrong. And gratitude for provision, recognizing the countless blessings of one's life and realizing that everything from the food on one's table to the roof over their head ultimately comes from the King of all kings, the Malik. But one thing we have to understand that we have to do extra thanks for is that we living in the West, do you understand that we living in the West, we enjoy a lifestyle of the top 10% of the world, of the people of the world. The kind of food we have access to, the kind of clothing we have access to, the kind of finishing and everything, subhanAllah, health and security and so on. And may Allah be thanked for that. Mm-hmm. And that's gratitude for provision. Number 9 was seeking stability. Whenever there's chaos, whether personal, communal, societal, invoking Al-Malik can inshallah bring some solace and some comfort, because ultimately he is the Malik who will stabilize everything. And likewise, if you want a professional promotion, you can use the word Al-Malik as well, because he is the Malik and the sovereign of everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Malik, bless us.
Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. And you know, every day we are learning new and new things with regards to our deen. You know, from the cradle to the grave, from the womb to the tomb, we are always learning, and knowledge is forever evolving. You know, every day we learn something new. And Alhamdulillah, look at it. Some of us may not even know with regards to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the benefits if one continuously reads it. You know, you don't have to read it a number of times. Sometimes they'll say, you know, you must read this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe like 70 times after Fajr Salah, for example. There's no set the rule that you have to do it like that there. Whenever you call out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, the zikr and the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment and peace to the heart. So inshallah, the next clip we're going to be listening to by Mufti Yusuf Mangera will be the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is Ya Azizu Ya Jabbaru. Ya Azizu Ya Jabbaru. So inshallah, let's listen to it. If you have any suggestions, any questions, don't forget, we have our questions and answers in the afternoon from 2 to 2.30 with Brother Yusuf Ali and Mufti Abdul Qadir Sainsab. So inshallah, we're going to be having that show as well. But for now, we're going to be listening to Mufti Yusuf Mangera with regards to the names Ya Azizu, Ya Jabbaru.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. يا عزيز, عزيز means the Almighty, the mighty one. Izzah means might, high respect, and dignity. So when would we call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that? So for example, remember, this is all about might. This is going to be so general, you can pretty much use this anywhere. For example, in a personal challenges, when we want more inner strength, we call unto the Almighty to give us that strength, because He is the only one who can give us strength. Allow us to overcome, Ya Aziz. Allow us to overcome our difficulties. If you're in a highly competitive work environment or a business environment where you feel suppressed or cheated, trying to be pushed out by others, you have these really, really complicated, high-power situations where everybody's at each other's throats. The apprentice, the fittest, the survival of the fittest. it just gets so ugly. You have to put each other down. SubhanAllah, what kind of a job is that? You know? Ya Aziz. Of course, situations of oppression, pure oppression. You ask for Ya Aziz. And you feel persecuted, oppressed, or wronged. So seek Ya Aziz, call unto the Aziz against your aggressors. When you feel disrespected, when you feel humiliated, when you feel degraded, disrespected, Ya Aziz. There's also Ya Mu'izz in that case as well. Ya Aziz, inshallah, will help us, that Allah give us more power. And of course, Ya Aziz, to just provide us with more faith. Right. And then there's physical weakness as well. Ya Aziz, He's the Almighty. Give us some might, give us some strength and vitality as well. You know, when there's a confusing matter and you feel that you're too weak to go, you know what's right and what's wrong, but you're being pushed in the wrong direction and you can't get away. You're either being blackmailed or you're being coerced or pressured, forced. Ya Aziz. Ya Aziz. Oh, Almighty One. Relieve me from this problem. Give me the confidence to stand up for myself. To stand up for the truth. And of course, community leadership. Especially if you're a persecuted, an oppressed community, a wronged community. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. And it's probably good times. Just noticing a lot of people trying to create problems against minorities. Ya Aziz, assist us. Ya Aziz, give us strength to do the right thing. Okay, number 9 is Ya Jabbar. Another awesome name, Ya Jabbar, the compeller, the restorer. So he's very similar to Ya Aziz, except that in this one, he's more the one who effects something else. So Ya Jabbar, Jabara usually means to mend something that's torn or broken. So Jabara means to. So for example, there's a dua of the Prophet, it says, Ya Jabir al-Azmi al-Kasir. O mender of the broken bone, calling on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jabbar means the one who does this a lot. So he means the compeller, the restorer. The one who restores. So if there's a broken matter, then Ya Jabbar, Ya Allah, fix this. You got a broken, in fact, you got a broken toy for our children. Or a broken car, broken something, Ya Jabbar. I don't know, somehow I think that such a small issue to call unto the Jabbar. But Allah wants us to call unto Him for even small things. So why not? Ya Jabbar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. If you want healing, so there's a physical ailment, you want healing, Ya Jabbar. Because He's the restorer. Jabbar means the restore. To mend something, right? Heartbreak. But a heart is broken with somebody. Ya Jabbar. Very relevant. To restore the emotional well-being. Professional setbacks. Allah, mend my situation. That's how it. Restore my situation, Ya Jabbar. Injustice, of course, we've spoken about. Injustice, especially in the society, Ya Jabbar. To restore that. There's just so much injustice right now in the world. Ya Jabbar needs to be invoked. Emotional distress. When you want mental peace. Allah, mend me the restorer, Ya Jabbar. Again, for parental challenges, a parent struggling with a rebellious child can invoke Ya Jabbar, asking for guidance and compel good behavior, restoring peace in the household. Financial crisis, mend my circumstances. Jabbar is the mender, the one who does it a lot. And of course, repentance, mend my spiritual state. You want to see career growth or moments of weakness? You want to get strength in there, Ya Jabbar. It's another place for Ya Jabbar. Anything on Jabbar anybody has? Well, you can call the AA, but they might not be able to fix it. So with the Ya Jabbar, then hopefully they'll come sooner. Right? Otherwise, they take 2-3 hours to come sometimes, and then they can't do anything. So inshallah, Ya Jabbar. Remember, this doesn't preclude us from using the means. So we use the means, but Ya Jabbar is the force that we're going to read, because Allah wants us to do things in this world through the asbab that he has created, which means the means that he has created. So we use those means, but for example, yeah, you got a plumbing issue, there's a leak. And call on Ya Jabbar and call the plumber. Right? So, you don't just like, there's a leak here, Ya Jabbar, Ya Jabbar, Ya Jabbar. I mean, unless you're a wali of Allah, you might just, mashallah, sort it out. I'm just going to put some sellotape on here and it's going to get fixed. Ya Jabbar. It just might work for you. If you're such a wali of Allah. But otherwise, yeah, go and get the soldering tool or whatever.
And that was the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Azizu, Ya Jabbaru, you know, Ya Azizu. And Mufti Saab mentioned with regards something to effect about Izzat. Izzat is very important. You know, that's something that people take very lightly and take very lightly. Izzat can be broken in a matter of seconds. But it takes years to gain that respect amongst people, family, friends, colleagues, society. That's why as a Muslim, we should always wear that our Islamic badge. We should propagate Islam. We should show the type of person a Muslim should be and how a Muslim should behave in every aspect. And we should try and emulate the teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there was a video that went viral recently. And it's not becoming of a Muslim to behave in such a manner. And also when you are fasting, I mean, behaving such a manner and threatening people, that's not right. Diplomatic and be come to a level of the when you're discussing something, try and be more diplomatic and no need to show your weight and do what you had, what you did. You know, it's unbecoming of a Muslim. But we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us and guides us and protect our children and our progeny from any harm that this world and the society throws at us. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break and we will return thereafter and continue with our program, inshallah.
رياح السموم وكف الغيوم تنادي تنادي ألا من جدا من البهو همت رياح هباء فطر القصيد يحاكي الهوى رياح السموم وكف الغيوم تنادي تنادي ألا من جدا فشر يحاك لكم أمتي يريد الفناء فيا أمتي أنصتوا واسمعوا فجل الأمور بدت في خفا أنبلهم كالسموم تداوى وما من صدوق وما من إخاء وما من إخاء وما من ذل بني حصاد الرصاص أتاه فما من مغيث ولا من عزاء أبي رحيم كشربة ماء طعنت فطوبى ولا من شقاء وأمي أمي كفاك بكاء فدينك يعلو وكل هراء وعرض استبيح وما من رجاء سوى بإله مجيب الدعاء رضيعي تمزق صوت الإباء فكل يردد صوت الغناء وليلة تصيح بكم دناس كرامتكم أيها الأغبياء لساني سليم
وقلبي كليم وعيني صارت كفي السقاء أئن طويلا وما من دواء فقومي صاروا كما الببغاء لساني سليم وقلبي كليم وعيني صارت كفي السقاء أئن طويلا وما من دواء فقومي صاروا كما الببغاء
لنا حلول تعين السريبا وأين الصمود وأين الإباء ونحن ننام كأهل الرضيب وفي غفلة قد يحل البلاء وأرجو الإله يرسل العناء ويرسل جندا كديم السماء ليعلو الكتاب ويخبو سواه وينصر جندا ألح الدعاء ليعلو الكتاب ويخبو سواه وينصر جندا ألح الدعاء ألح الدعاء.
You know, I'm just sitting and listening, you know, just listening to these lectures and these small clips with regards to, you know, we listen to clips on Salah, respect to one's parents, various clips that we listen to. And now we're doing the series with regards to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's amazing how much knowledge one can learn just by using the social media in the correct form, in the right way. By using it in this way, we are actually gaining increasing our knowledge, and it will help us in the future, inshallah. And obviously we have to make dua, we have to make that conservative effort and go beyond and make dua and turn to Almighty Allah to say, Ya Allah. You know, I said it on Monday or Tuesday that when you make dua, you call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call out to His beautiful names, and Allah will definitely answer our duas, inshallah. So we must have that firm faith and yakin in Almighty Allah that, Ya Allah, you are the best of planner. You will answer my dua when it is needed. When I needed that dua, you will grant it to me. Today being a Thursday, the night of Jumu'ah, inshallah, we should read abundant durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, we should read, trying to increase our Quran tilawat when we do have the time. Try to read Astaghfar, Tasbih, or Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. We're still in the first 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. You know, we're still in the first Ashura. So one should read that Mastoon Dua before the first 10 days. It's gone 12 minutes to 11 Central African time. This is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up at 11 will be at the FIT program with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab and Mulana Zaid Khan. Then 12 to 12:55 will be our brother Alpha Sinkosi with the news hour. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 1:05 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah A'raf. 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah Baqarah. 2 to 2:30 will be the Q&A, rapid Q&A with Mufti A.K. Hussain Sahab and brother Yusuf Ali. 2:30 to 3 will be brother Yusuf Ali with the lunch break. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be the Nasiyah by Mufti Maulana Musa Akudi. 4 to 4:30 will be the Urdu lecture. 4:30 to 6 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 6 to 7 will be Hafiz Wadi with the program, the iftar program. And then, inshallah, the programs will follow thereafter. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we say Jazakallah Khairan. And remember us in your du'as, inshallah. And we shall catch up next week at the same time, at the same place. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.